Timothy, I'm from the University of Florida, and I will be presenting on the effect of future climate on cotton production in Arizona low desert area. And before I go further on this presentation, I would like to acknowledge Dr. Kelly Thorpe, Dr. Kelly Morgan, Dr. Kotari, and Dr. Ali for their contribution in making this study a success. Arizona makes a top 10 in the U.S., among the states in the U.S. in cotton production in 2017, and actually it's the second in the country for Pima for the same production years. About 71,000 of the total land in 71,000 hectare was dedicated to cotton production in Arizona in 2018, which accounted to about $32 million in cotton seed value for the same year. Yes, cotton is an important crop in Arizona, but heat stress is becoming a major abiotic factor that most growers are talking about. And especially what we have for now, there's a lot of studies on the effect of heat stress in cotton production, but less of that is known when we talk about the future climatic condition and what is going to be the effect of this future climatic condition on cotton production in Arizona. This is one of the pictures that I took during the last year during the cotton production season. There you can see typical effect of heat stress on cotton. You see the filament shorting, and you see the style kind of protruding, and this is going to result perhaps maybe poor fertilization, and the flower is going to lower retention of cotton, the squares and the balls, and which is going to result in lower yield or cotton quality altogether. And this is how a normal flower is supposed to be under normal condition. This graph shows the mean monthly minimum temperature on the y-axis and the years on the x-axis, and we look at the weather information for the last like 30 years, what has been the trend of temperature over these years, and we see that there's been some increase over the years, and in the last 30 years, the average weather temperature has increased by about 4 degrees Celsius. And this is the same weather data in Maricopa, and we see the maximum, the minimum, and the average daily temperature. And the broken, the horizontal line is the optimum threshold for temperature, the high optimum for temperature for cotton production. And on the blue shaded portion is where we have the period of the year where cotton is mostly produced in this region of Arizona. And we see that we can have some significant heat stress in this area, which could potentially have some detrimental effect on yield and fiber quality. These are the figures that shows over the last, from 2016 to 2018, some effect or numbers of, or percentage in numbers of days throughout the growing season, which that corresponds to heat stress period. And this combines both L1 and L2 heat stress, 35 in 2016, 36 in 17, and 29% of the total number of days in 2018. So the objective of our study was to determine the effect of future climate condition on cotton production in Arizona low desert area, taking Maricopa as a representative location for the study. And we also want to assess the impact of future climate on cotton potential water use. Water is a big factor in anywhere in the world, and even bigger when we're talking about desert condition. We obtain both historic and projected weather data from using 9GCM model, which is the global climatic model or global circulation model from 1980 to 2099, and from these, each of these model we obtain the daily maximum and minimum temperature, daily precipitation, relative humidity, wind speed, and the CO2 concentration for the projected CO2 concentration for the future was obtained from the IPCC projection. For each of the GCM model, we observe two representative concentration pathway, which is RCPs, the medium concentration, which is 4.5, and the high, which is 8.5. For this simulation, we use crop data that has been previously used upon, or from previous study from Maricopa, and the simulation was done with crop simulation model crop grow cutting available in DSAT. The impact of the projected future climate was simulated for mid-century, which is between 2036 to 2065, and late century, which is 2066 to 2095. And the future impact was compared to the historic. And for this study, for the purpose of this study, the historic was set to be between 1987 to 2005. This is the example, the snapshot of the GCM model that we used for this in this study, and we try to accommodate different modeling groups from around the world: Japan, U.S., France, Australia, and Norway. Going to the result. So the result that I will be presenting from now will be like what has been the changes in terms of the future compared to the historic. And for the mid-century, we see for the RCP 4.5, the temperature is going to increase by an addition of 2.4 degrees Celsius. And we know that temperature is already higher than the optimum condition for cutting. And this is perhaps showing that maybe there's going to be some detrimental effect for future climatic production condition. For the RCP 8.5 for the mid-century, again, about 2.5. And it could even be more for late century, for the condition late century. This graph shows the changes in seed cutting yield on the y-axis, and on the x-axis we have the GCM model for both the RCPs. And we see that there's good correlation, good agreement among the models in terms of what the future is going to be, it's going to look like in terms of yield reduction. And we see that in the mid-century, average of all the models together, we have up to about 50% reduction in seed cutting yield. And for the late century, we could see up to about 78% reduction in seed cutting yield. We look at the biomass production as well, and we see, contrary to the seed cutting yield, we see some slight increase in biomass production. And this is not necessarily because of the increase in temperature or climate change is increasing cotton biomass production. It's because of the diversion of resources from the reproductive phase of the plant to the vegetative stage of the plant due to heat stress. So this is a change in cotton yield. We want to see what are the environmental parameters or variables that are mostly responsible or that is driving this change in yield or low yield condition for the future. And we see that minimum temperature and maximum temperature are essentially the most important parameters that perhaps are going to be driving lower yield, especially for the future. We look at the same thing for the changes in average wind speed as well as the changes in precipitation, but the effect is not as significant as what we see for the temperatures. We wanted to see what part of the plant is actually most affected with the heat stress, and we look at the bore number, and we were able to see that, again, agreement among the all the models that bore number is going to be severely affected. In times, and that agrees also with what we've been seeing in the literature, because of heat stress, poor fertilization of flowers, the flower is going to drop if it's not fertilized or if it's poorly fertilized, and that's going to lead to maybe lower square retention, lower bore retention. Eventually, it's going to end up in lower yield, and that is what we're seeing here as well. We also look at the bore size. to see maybe there's something going on with the bursars as well. Yeah, slightly. There's some reduction in both sides, but not as quite dramatic as what we see in the number of balls. Again, the second objective was to look at what is going to be the impact of impact of climate change or future climatic condition in this area on cutting water use. And we see there's going to be significant increase in water use or cutting water demand in the future because of changes in temperature pattern. And we can see up to 10 to 24% increase of the present amount of water that is being used right now for the future. And that can be a major challenge to face, especially in the desert area, which water has always been a major factor in agricultural production. Again, we see here changes in seasonal irrigation that is the apply. We're looking at the changes in future compared to what we have for the historic, and we see that temperature again is going to be the major driving factor for changes in water use or changes in cutting water demand for the future. In conclusion, future average daily temperature as we were able to see in this study could increase for the future up to 2 degrees Celsius. We already know that right now the temperature condition during the cotton production in Maricopa as a representation of Arizona low desert area is above the optimum right now. And with this is going to be even making things a little bit more challenging for during the growing condition in the future. We see then there's also a talk about the effect of CO2 fertilization effect, because cotton is a C3 plant, and because of that, you know, is increasing CO2 for the future is going to increase biomass production, but or plant growth generally. But that is not the case, because the magnitude of the increase in temperature, we saw that it offset the effect of CO2. Increase in temperature reduced cotton seed cotton yield by at least 40% for the future, and yield reduction was primarily due to fruit abortion and low boll retention rate. Cotton growth or biomass production slightly increased under the future climatic condition, and that is because of diversion of resources from reproduction to vegetative stages. The projected cotton water demand for the future increased by between 10 to 24%. Thank you very much, and I would like to entertain if there's any question. Yes, sir.
So in your model, if you vary planting date, does that offset some fraction of the heat stress? Can you mitigate that by, I assume, planting earlier?
Yeah, actually, that is a very good question. We did not look at that in this, but that is the next phase of it, because we need to perhaps recommend something for the growers right now, and the second phase is going to be looking at different planting dates to see which planting date is going to be better, maybe earlier or later, to at least reduce that amount of number of days during Easter condition for that. But that is what we're going to look we're looking into after this.
And my question was similar to his. First of all, I wanted to find out what were you months were you using as the seasonal average temperature? What months? How long was your season?
Oh, so we look at maybe between April to November.
And I guess the other question is, going along that, with higher temperatures, you should be able to have a longer growing season. So he's kind of already asked that question.
Oh, okay, thank you.